2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago, where we have a little bit of snow on the ground this morning. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup for this program, along with links, please visit Spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, particularly today, which are associated with some of the things that our guest is going to be talking about. And, of course, I have his links up also. There is also a link on my website, on the main page, to ZCF's book, Masters of Deception. Be sure and download that. It's free. You put a lot of time and effort into that book, despite all the problems that ensued thereafter. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. John Robb. He is a veterinarian in Connecticut who the Mars Company recently terminated. They have attempted to silence him through intimidation, arrest, having him interned in a psych ward. They have stripped him of his license to practice. They have sent the police to his house. He has become the voice of the pets, and he is leading a worldwide movement called Protect the Pets. And you can go to the website, protectthepets.com. He also has a couple of other websites, blog.protectthepets.com and facebook.com/protectthepets.com. Welcome to the program, Dr. Robb.
Thank you for having me. Welcome to your program. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to speak about the pets.
Well, I love animals. I love every kind of animal. I even appreciate some creatures that others don't. I like snakes, and I don't have a snake, but I've held them, and I appreciate their contribution, whatever that might be. I mean, they are beneficial for some things, but I have three cats that I dearly love. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate everything you're doing to protect the pets.
Well, you know, it's interesting you speak about snakes because I have a six-year-old boy who had to take some pictures of his pets for his day in school this morning. And I do have a ball python, and so he had it around his neck as I took pictures. So anyway, early in my career, I used to, believe it or not, devenomize cobras. I decided that wasn't a smart move when one that I devenomized, one of my clients was concerned because he got bit by the snake. He called me and said, "Doc, am I going to be okay?" And I said, "Well, did you test the snake with the rat to see if I got all the venom back?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, I suggest you call an MD then, because I think I got him out." But after that, he was fine, by the way. But after that, I realized that's not something I want to be at the other end of anymore, so I stopped devenomizing cobras. But I've kind of done it all. I've been an exotic vet for years, took care of monkeys, all kinds of reptiles. I've done a lot with wildlife, been involved with the greyhound organizations to try to have humane treatment of the racing greyhounds. I wrote anesthesia protocols for them, and I've owned and operated three different veterinary hospitals, an emergency clinic, a regular hospital, and then my last thing that I did was with Banfield, having been a franchise owner over there, which, as you mentioned earlier when you started the program, they terminated me based on what they said was poor medicine. But the truth was that I've done quite a bit.
I'm sorry, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Oh, Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. John Robb. And so I'm very happy to have you on the program, and please pick up from where you left off. You were talking about the Mars Company.
Yes, you know, basically a Banfield, for people who don't know the setup, inside of the PetSmart stores, there are 900 veterinary hospitals called Banfield the Pet Hospital. About a third of those hospitals were charter hospitals. In other words, people like myself could buy one and put in some equity, some money, and then you'd own the franchise. Of course, you'd abide by the rules of their brand, and then you'd be a veterinarian. And I did that, but lo and behold, Mars bought the company about the time I was buying my franchise. Mars then decided franchises were not good for them. They didn't want them. But instead of understanding that people like myself who had a contract that said it was good for 15 years, they just decided that they didn't want you, so they began to put pressure on me. You know, this was wrong, that was wrong. And then, well, listen, we'll give you $600,000. I know your hospital is worth a lot more than that, but you know what? At least we're giving you something. You need to take the money. You need to go away. And I'd say, you know what? You can keep your money. I'm not going away. I've got 15 years left on my contract. And ultimately, they terminated me. Walked in one day, said, get out. You got 10 minutes. If you don't leave, we'll call the police. We'll have you arrested. The problem was they terminated me based on saying I was under-vaccinating. The truth is I was following the latest scientific research. They over-vaccinate. And, in fact, many pets die. I'll give you one startling example. 1 month ago, a lady walked in with a 12-pound golden retriever puppy. Now, The Purdue study of 2005 says multiple vaccines, full dose, 1 cc given to small dogs, there's a much larger vaccine reaction rate. The obvious solution, give one vaccine at a time to smaller dogs and give less than the same volume you would give a Great Dane. What did Banfield do? They gave the Golden Retriever puppy 3 full-dose vaccines. Was the puppy, well, no. In 3 days, the puppy died of brain swelling, went blind, had seizures that this 9-year-old girl had to watch. They did a spinal tap. It was a vaccine reaction. If I'd seen that dog, I'd have given him one vaccine, half dose. He'd be running around his living room, but he's dead. In spite of this information being told to them in court, they continue to come after me and silence me because they don't want the public to know they're over-vaccinating, and they didn't want franchises. So they picked the wrong issue to come after me, and therefore I find myself at the head of a worldwide movement against over-vaccination, which, by the way, not just about pets. There's a lot of questions about autism, as you know, in terms of people. There's a, you know, basically anything good, companies will take it and try to make a profit on it, and they'll push the envelope. In other words, there's so much over-vaccination going on. It's causing a lot of diseases rather than helping, but the drug companies suppress scientific data in order to get their agenda across, which is to make money. The same is true in veterinary medicine, folks. If you have a dog or a cat, you need to be careful, okay? The state mandate, look, give you one example, Deanna. I had one rabies vaccine in 1983 to protect me in case a rabid dog or cat bit me. 30 years later, when I have a simple blood test called a titer, I have a protective antibody level. One vaccine, if I got bit now, I'm protected. The same is true in dogs and cats, but guess what? State mandates either every year or every 3 years. But what's happening is cats are dying from sarcomas, cancer at the injection site, and these vaccines are causing what we call immune-mediated diseases where the body attacks itself, like lupus and rheumatoid and all these diseases where you continue to inject them with these things that they don't need. Eventually, the immune system doesn't know what to do with it anymore, and it starts to go haywire and attack its own body. But in spite of the evidence that shows these things are happening, it's the way they get you in the door. The corporations like Mars, they get you in the door that way. So they push the vaccine envelope, even though it's clear that it's killing pets. I'm here to expose it. They want to take me down, okay? In my particular case, the reason why I was arrested is they sent a letter to my 5,000 clients that they all had to come in for more vaccines, which I knew they didn't need. So I went to the store with handouts to educate them that they could do a simple blood test, which would show the titer, if the titer's protected, they don't need to vaccinate. What did Banfield do? They had me arrested. They had me taken to a psych ward. Why? Because they didn't want the public to know that you could do a simple blood test. And what did they want to do? Cover the evidence. Because if they tested those 5,000 dogs, they'd find out that the way I was doing it was protecting them, which would expose that they're over-vaccinated. So this is what it's about, Deanna. They want to get rid of charters just because they want to have control. The Mars Company is a bunch of control freaks. That's who they are. I hate to say it, but I've done enough research to know. Folks, look in Fortune Magazine, February article 2013. Just this February talks about the secretive empire of Mars because these guys do things behind closed doors that they don't want you to know about, okay? And I'm here to expose it. I picketed them in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and I've done whatever I'm – look, I'm a Christian man. What does that mean to me? It means if God wants me to stand up against people who are doing wrong things, I'm going to stand up. I don't fear them. That's why so far – they haven't been able to intimidate me to stop. They've sent police to my house. I could go on and on what they've tried to do to, and what they've done to the other 200 charters that have given in and gone away. There are a few still standing that are fighting. There's a Dr. Goldberg in Florida right now. He has 5 franchises. They terminated all 5 of his. He's in litigation right now. So there's some standing up. But, you know, just like in our society, Deanna, if people are apathetic, if they bow down to intimidation, then they stay isolated, and that's when you can be taken out. So if you see something happening to somebody else that you don't agree with, the solution is not to say, oh, poor person, but I'm going to stand over here and not do anything. The solution is to do something, because when you become the victim, there'll be nobody there to help you either. So in my case, what I'm calling on is a boycott of all Mars products, okay? And that not only means Snickers and M&Ms, but Uncle Ben's rice and all their products, because we, the people, can take control if we stand up to the corruption that's going on in these corporations. What do we have to do? No violence here. Just
boycott their products. If they have no profits, they don't exist anymore. We need to bring accountability to corporations that do the wrong things, and there's enough of us to do it if we aren't apathetic. You know? So that's what I stand for, is to expose the truth. In this case, yes, they're over-vaccinating and pets are dying. I mean, I can't say it any straighter than that. What happened in this one lady where her pet died, her name is Catherine Trundy, is she called me because it was, like you said, a voice. I put it on Facebook. It quickly spread to the UK and throughout the world, and then guess what happened? Banfield walked in and sent her on Facebook a message, please talk to them in private because they paid her off to shut up, okay? And I don't think it's a bad thing that that they did that, meaning she got compensated financially for what happened to her puppy. But, of course, when you do take the money, then you sign something that says you won't speak anymore about, okay? I wasn't willing to do that. That's why you and I are talking on this show today, and I'm letting you know who Mars really is, and also PetSmart, because they own 5% of Banfield, and they're in cahoots, too. They sent the police to my house because I live five miles from the Newtown Massacre. They told the police in New Fairfield that I was dangerous like the man in the Newtown Massacre, capable of doing the same thing. So, of course, the police came screaming to my house with sirens going. I was getting a haircut. My wife was home. But they'll try to destroy your character. This is what they'll do. And they'll do things like that where I have never been arrested for anything violent or found guilty of any felony in my whole life. All of a sudden, I'm capable of that? It's ridiculous, Deanna, but they'll bow down to whatever methods they can until we, the people, stop them. And this is who they are.
Amazing. I didn't even realize that Mars was into all of this. I just thought of them as a candy company. And then in preparation for this program, I looked them up on the internet, and I'm just amazed at their monopolies. It's incredible.
They don't want people to know. In that article, see, they're a very secretive company, and what it is, see, they're not publicly held, Deanna. They are a multi-billion dollar company, and they own everything. They're not responsible to any bank or to any stockholders, okay? So they can be secretive, okay? And they made a mistake, though, because Banfield was the first service company they bought, okay? And it's a mistake because they're running this veterinary corporation like they would a candy bar company, and it's not working because animals are living beings that you cannot manipulate for profit. Let me give you an example. I have a pin in front of me. It's a money belt that they gave me when I first signed up. Here's what it says. We need freedom to shape our future. We need profits to remain free. Okay? That's their attitude. Now, that's, you know, if you want to put their Ten Commandments, you can put that number one. Now, what that means really is profits at all costs. Profits without integrity. Profits, even though 200 veterinarians gave their money, have families, put in sweat equity, building up a hospital, they walk in, give you pennies on the dollar, tell you to get out, and if you don't shut up, we're going to take your veterinary license away. And by the way, you're correct, my license is being investigated. They haven't taken it away yet, but Banfield, through Mars, is doing everything they can to point out that I did the wrong things. I believe I'll win in the end, as long as there's nobody in the state of Connecticut that's being paid off as well. But a lot of what goes on here, Deanna, is brainwashing. It's brainwashing. You know, we as a society are brainwashed that these vaccines can only do good. I was brainwashed in school. When I graduated veterinary school, I thought vaccines, you just gave one shot. The immune system recognized that was a bad virus and this, they wouldn't get sick from the vaccine, but then they would have this memory so that if you were exposed to that virus, the body would fight it off and you wouldn't get sick. It sounded great. It's not the truth, okay? We play God an awful lot as people, and we think that we can inject these things into the system and do that kind of specific thing. Now, here's where we're at. It's been proven that hemolytic anemia, where the body breaks down its blood cells, is caused by over-vaccination. It's been proven that...
Doctor, I'm sorry. Yeah. We do have to take a real short break. We will be right back, and we'll pick up this this topic, vaccinations, on the other side. Be right back.
Thank you, Dion.
many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. John Robb. His website is protectthepets.com and blog.protectthepets.com, and he's got a Facebook page, protectthepets.com. And you were talking about vaccines. I personally do not believe in vaccines for humans or animals, and unfortunately, my 3 cats were purchased from a cattery, and they had already had their first vaccines, but they haven't had any since.
Well, you know, keep them safe by not vaccinating.
They're all indoor cats. They don't get, you know, they don't go outside. But yeah, I would never think of vaccinating them.
Which, you know, you're one of the consumers that's obviously educated yourself. You know the truth, and I'm glad that we agree on that stance, because now we can go forward and try to literally save other pets, because there's so many of them that die every year very young from vaccine-associated diseases. And, you know, unfortunately, Deanna, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the more they vaccinate pets, the more sick they get, the more drugs they need. And this is the same in people. I mean, you can't sit down and watch a TV program without pharmaceutical companies telling you about their latest and greatest. But then at the end, they always have those flowery songs that make everything seem great while they tell you it can cause cancer, it can cause heart disease, sudden death, psychosis, suicide, and all the side effects. But you wonder why we're taking these drugs when they cause all these problems. Well, obviously, they're making a lot of money doing it. You know, our immune system was created to be a wonderful, system that can deal with disease, and we can be very healthy. We do not have to manipulate the immune system with vaccines. So I'm glad we we share that stance. And unfortunately, the drug companies have found themselves, they've been able to legalize their impermeability. And what I mean by that is, for instance, in the human field, Reagan put an act into law that stopped people from being able to sue the drug companies. And I think he was altruistic, and there were so many suits for $10 million, $12 million, that he wanted a central place for people to go. But what's happened over the last X amount of years, it's been watered down to where you can't get anything from them. So that the pharmaceutical companies have been able to put a wall between you and accountability. Same in veterinary medicine, 1996, they were sued. And the law was that the VISTA Act, the Viral Act of 1913, makes it the responsibility of the veterinarian. We have discretion over vaccines, which is good, okay? So you can't sue the drug company for making a product if I'm the one that injects it. So I like that act, and that's given me the authority to administer it at least in a lower volume to smaller pets. Having said that, they're now saying that I don't have the right to do that. So, you know, that's where the court case is against Mars, and I'm in that court case now. But, you know, I believe in the truth. I tell in love. I forgive them, meaning I put God in charge of accountability. But we, the people, need to not support corporations that, behind closed doors, are doing things to profit that are deleterious to our pets or to our children. But we have got to take a stand. And this is what this program, I think, is about, is that you have a desire to get the word out so that we, the people of this country, who really are the strength, if we stand together and unite and don't allow these kinds of things to happen.
Right. Yes, it is amazing, and I've had a lot of people on the program talking about vaccines for both pets and for humans, and including Dr. Patricia Jordan, who wrote a book about it, and she called it The Mark of the Beast. And I have noticed over the years that the pets seem to be getting all these human diseases. And when I was a kid growing up, and I did have some exotic pets when I was growing up, I had a deodorized skunk. Later on, I had a kinkajou, which I don't recommend those kinds of exotic pets for domestication. But, you know, I also had dogs and whatnot. But, gosh, they never got sick. And I don't think that we ever took them to the vet for anything.
You're making another very good point, because, see, there's all these journals that I get, and when you know, people are going to the vet's left, the articles written are all about how to get people to come in the door, but what it doesn't say is, should they be coming in the door? Folks, you shouldn't be running to the veterinarian every second, and you shouldn't be going in there for all these quote-unquote preventative things that are actually causing diseases. You mentioned a very good doctor. I mean, this Dr. Jordan, she should get the Nobel Prize. I'm telling you. She has the clinical research that shows at the molecular level what these vaccines are doing. Besides the fact that they're tainted with mercury, I mean, they use mercury to inactivate the virus. We all know now that it's proven that mercury is a toxin. You know, I live in near Danbury, it's the next town over, which used to be the hat capital of the United States. The problem is they use mercury to make the materials, and they called it the Mad Hatter. Why? Because so many people in those factories were getting sick from mercury toxicity, okay? It causes serious central nervous system problems. And here, today, we are injecting mercury into our pets and into our children. Is it surprising that this particular dog I just mentioned ended up with swelling of the brain and dead in 3 days? What does mercury do? It causes central nervous system problems. So, you know, Patricia Jordan, she's a saint, and she has a very hard time, because when you know all the information and yet you're watching these corporations, and let's throw the law people in there that are tied into that vaccine money. Come on, these folks, listen. We live in a time, if you can't tell it, folks, it can't work. Integrity is at an all-time low. We have a government that is trying to control the people and take our rights away. Okay?
Exactly. Dr. Rob, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. John Robb. His websites are protectthepets.com and blog.protectthepets.com. And you were talking about, well, you were talking about mercury, and of course there's also viruses in all those vaccinations that people and animals receive. And I think we can look around us. And you were also talking about the advertisements on TV, which are literally public notices so that they can cover themselves in case somebody does get sick or in case somebody does die. They can say, well, my goodness, we announced it publicly. Nobody's reading the newspapers anymore, but people are still watching TV, and so that they will not be responsible for death or damages.
No, you're absolutely right. It's just and not only are they saying, you know, we will be absolved, they're saying it's going to happen. In other words, if you use these drugs, if you take these vaccines, and you're right, what happens when they mess up and some salmonella gets into some food? Okay, so you get, you know, sick and maybe you need some IV fluids, but you're okay. Well, what happens when they mess up and, like you said, those viruses aren't inactivated? They basically inject the disease into your body and some people die. You know that in Chad, Africa, you probably heard about it, but it wasn't but maybe a month or two ago where they went into some village and vaccinated in good faith, right, 400 black African children, of which 40 ended up paralyzed. I mean, it didn't reach mainstream America, obviously, because pharmaceutical companies and people in charge were able to silence the just horrible situation that happened to those children over there. But there you go, some tainted vaccine, and that's what happened. So, you know, it's crazy to inject. I want to say one thing. I like your commercials, because if I could just give one plug here, folks, don't invest in, you know, invest in tangible assets like gold and silver, like property, things that when the company's done, they send you a slip, say, hey, we're off because we're out of business, so your money, that paper money is worth nothing. I believe in investing in tangible assets, because they can't take the gold away. They can't take the silver away. It may be worth less today because the prices are down a little bit, but you still have it, okay, in the long run versus the corporation that you invest in that are gone right the next day, and then you have paper that's written. It's a little plus, because you know what? My goal is that these pharmaceutical companies' accountability to come, and if you're invested in them, you're going to lose that money, because we, the people, are going to bring accountability. You know, they've been around so long that we think that they're infallible, that we can't get at them. Don't believe it, folks. All we have to do is stand up. We can change the laws. We can make them accountable via the law. We can also make them accountable by not buying their product. They are not infallible. Like you said in your, again, your advertisements, it's about getting your voice out there, whether you want to do it with a bumper sticker, whether you want to do it by speaking to a neighbor or listening to this program that Deanna has here and then taking that URL and sending it to your friends to listen to. You know, there's plenty of avenues to educate each other and then to take a stand, Deanna. So I honor you and your program to be a voice of the truth and get it out there so that those people who think they're fine won't find out one day their children are sick and dying because they believed a lie and they've gone ahead with it. Now something that can't be replaced is lost from them. I mean, it doesn't get, you know, we talk about these things that are on paper as if, you know, they're nothing. But when your kid dies or the rest of their life, they're neurologic, and you know that you took that kid someplace and had somebody do something that they knew was wrong, but they did it anyway because they were making a profit. I mean, the betrayal for some of these mothers out there is so great, and I meet them every day, and I talk to them, and they just, you can see their hearts are just so broken. These are not little paper decisions. These are about life and death, okay? More children are dying from vaccines than they're dying over there in Iraq, okay? But it's happening in an insidious way, and your program is allowing us to get the word out because we have got to stop the carnage. I mean, you can't take your kids to school. They make you go and do it, or they find you going against the law, and then they'll, like Dr. Carley, they'll take your children away. I mean, this has gotten to a level that's unprecedented in this country. I think George Washington would be rolling over in his grave right now at what is going on here in the name of freedom, you know. So I think this is a great opportunity, folks, to not just listen to what you're being told here, but to take it and do something with it, you know. If you're going to stand behind us, then stand behind us. You know, there's a lot of doctors like myself who are saying no to those pharmaceutical companies, or saying no to a company like Mars who says, look, you know, take the money and go away. Okay, we're saying no, but you've got to stand behind us, or you'll only have doctors out there that are buying their money and injecting things and telling you a lie, you know. So we the people who are going to speak the truth have got to unite and take a stand and mean it. And I'm talking at all costs. Okay, this is not, look, I tell you one thing, I go to bed, I sleep at night, I can look in the mirror, okay, because nobody's, I haven't been able to be bought out, I haven't bought dirty money, I won't stop telling the truth because I'm afraid of what they can do to me, because they have no power over me. This is, fear is one of the worst things, fear, intimidation, and then of course, apathy. Come on folks, apathy. Do you just want to exist in this world? Is it about just kind of taking care of your own and huddling up someplace in your house? Or is this about community? Is this about relationship? You know, we've got to get away from these mega corporations. What about going to the local guy, the local hardware guy, where his kids and your kids are in school together, and maybe you pay 20 cents more for the product? But, you know, supporting some of these mega corporations that are devoid of family, devoid of relationship, it's just not the way to go. This country has gone so far in the wrong direction. You can just see it in every area, and it starts with the breakdown of the family. You know, it starts right there, okay? And then from there, it goes up and up and up until, you know, you live next to somebody who's your neighbor, and don't meet them for 25 years. Versus, you know, 50 years ago, somebody moved in, you'd be making a pie, bringing it over, and welcoming them to the neighborhood, okay?
You are definitely right about that.
You know,
and it's very sad.
It's very sad. When I grew up, we had block parties where
They took picnic tables, they blocked it off, and everybody got together and met everybody and talked about things. And then we'd talk about some of these issues that were going on, and we'd take some action as a people. But, you know, my case, look, I was just a little guy, meaning a veterinarian, working at a little hospital, trying to do good. I'm talking on your show. I had nothing to do with getting these to this show except refusing to be silenced by being bought out by money. That's it. That's what's gotten me here, okay, because I'm not willing to walk away and take a little money and then, you know, everything's fine in la-la land over there. It's not fine, folks, okay? And if I don't take the stand, then I'm going to go down someplace else along the way. So we all have to have that attitude. We all, you know, when things are done wrong, you stand up. Now, you don't get, I'm not a violent man. I'm about peace. I'm about reconciliation. I'm about forgiveness. But, you know, the problem is there's got to be accountability first, you know? These people have to be humble. They have to lose their God. Their God is money, and it's at your expense. You know, I met Jane Goodall at one point in time, and I spent
oh,
some
really?
Time with her. Yes, and it was a wonderful experience because Jane Goodall is about individual, you know? She's about, you know, what people want to do with the chimpanzees, they want to say, well, we can take away this jungle over here because there's plenty of them over there. And she says, well, that's a fine concept, but if you're that one chimpanzee that's being killed, then that's one too many, okay? If it's your child that's got autism, that's one too many, okay? But see, you got to get back to relationship and individual, and that's what she was about. She was about, no, you can't sacrifice these 200 over here. They're important, too, okay? But you see, behind closed doors, people do these kind of things. And that's murder, okay? It's the same murder as when you put a gun to somebody's head and shoot it. If you know the decision you made on paper is ultimately going to be that people die, that's murder. You are not absolved because you're wearing a suit and a tie and sitting at a nice table on top of some corporate penthouse in Colorado making the decision. It doesn't make you absolved. It makes you just as guilty, in fact, more guilty, because there's a lot more death at the end of the other end of that signature, okay? So this is the reality of it, and that's why I like Jane Goodall, because she was about the individual. She went to Africa to protect that chimpanzee, and she wouldn't move. And eventually, guess what? It went around the world, and that village of chimpanzees was saved because one lady said, I'm standing up. This animal here is important. Just as
right.
important.
And I believe that, well, in my neighborhood, we have skunks and we have some raccoons and we have other little animals. We have deer. They were here before we were here. And I believe that we have to coexist. I truly love animals, wild animals, all kinds of animals. And when we, depending on how human beings treat animals, whether we're talking about in the factory farms or whatever we're talking about. But the commentary on our humanity is dependent on how we treat the animals, the other creatures that we share this planet with. And I think that you can tell a lot about character by the way that a person treats animals around them.
You know, that was such a true statement you made. And I'll even add to it by saying this. These are innocent creatures, okay? They don't get up thinking, how do I take advantage of that other deer over there? Or how do I, you know, they don't think like we do. They're so innocent. That's why they're the innocent victims, you know? And you're right. You know, we need to be cognizant of that. You know, we've gone so far away from the land, Deanna. You know, there was a time when, you know, look at the farm situation, small farms. I mean, I studied in school, it's called range management. It was a wonderful thing. It was about of how to manage the range so that you could have cattle grazing, but that how you would manage it so that the natural animals that were there could also live there and benefit. For instance, if you overgraze the land, then some of the very palatable plants that other animals need to survive would die out. And let's say the squirrel was the one who would plant the seed for that plant. Well, you could reintroduce that plant again, but the squirrel wasn't there to disperse the seed, so it would die out again, because nature is in harmony, and there's a harmony between animals, plants, and people. We are not ones to just use nature like it's another tool and We have control over it. We are bound to it. We are part of it. We need to respect it, okay? And I think that's what you're talking about. And animals, let me tell you, folks, they have feelings just like people. They feel pain just like we do. They see just like we do. Well, you know, sometimes people seem to think that they don't, and this is why they can go around taking advantage of it. When you pass a raccoon that's been hit on the side of the road and there's blood and it's still moving.
Terrible.
It is in pain, and it needs somebody needs to scoop that thing up in a gentle way or call somebody and get it to some place, just like if you or I were laying there, okay? That's what should be in everybody's heart. But what do? We drive by on our busy day, and sometimes we're going so fast that we clock a few along the way, and we say, oh, sorry about that. You know, I mean, this is not the way it was meant to be, okay? So we need, I like what you're saying. You know, I love to see some deer out there in the yard, you know. I love to have raccoons that are around and to see a fox once in a while. And we can coexist just fine with these folks, you know. And I say folks because they're like people, you know. Some of them will die. It's part of the system. Well, guess what? When I was in court, okay, and Mars called an expert witness. His name was Link Wellborn, and he was a veterinarian of the year in Florida. He has all the expert degrees. What he said in court, he said, Dr. Rob, some of them will die from over-vaccination. It's part of the system.
Oh, my gosh.
And this guy is the... Now, who put him as veterinarian of the year in Florida? I'll tell you who did. The old boys' school. It wasn't we the people that put him there. I'll never get veterinarian of the year. Why? Because the people that vote that in are the old boys who keep the drug companies in there, too. I'm not looking for it, folks. That's not why I bring it up, but... Here's a veterinarian that runs a hospital that's taking care of your pets that's veterinarian of the year, and he's saying some of your pets have to die as part of the system. Sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't believe when he said that. I said, you're no expert witness. You are a killer. And when the judge said, Dr. Rob, you can't say that, I said, Judge, I not only can say it, I will say it because it's true. If you don't want to say it, that's your place. But I'm not going to let him get away with a statement like that in his courtroom. And you know what? She didn't kick me out because of contempt. She shut up. Because when you folks go into any area, you claim that territory. You claim that territory for principles and integrity and morality. And when somebody acts out, it's your responsibility to correct them. In love, I hope Link Wellborn figures it out and stops saying that some of the pets that go to him are expendable. Okay? I hope he figures it out that not one of them is expendable. Unless, like you said, Deanna, that you want to be expendable. So if you want somebody higher up making you expendable, then you go ahead and treat them. But I, as far as I know, the golden rule still applies. And I say as a veterinarian, what you have to do, you have to look every animal in the eye. And when they're sick, you have to transpose yourself to the other side, and you have to pretend you're them and say, what would I want done for me right now? And then you make the decision. And if you do that, you'll sleep at night. You won't have to figure out ways to get people in the door because pets are going to get sick. We're supposed to be healers. That's what we do. They're all going to get sick. Like you said, it may be the old dog who's lived 14 years, never been to a vet, never needed a vaccine, had a great life, but now he's sick because he's old, and maybe you can help him make it to 15, and that's your job. Or
exactly.
If he can't make it, to humanely euthanize him so he doesn't suffer anymore. There's plenty of business that we don't have to create it by over-vaccination, and other things, like the heartworm, for example. It is true heartworms are out there, folks, and it is true I believe you need to put your dog on a preventative. But if you put them on a preventative, you do not have to test them every year like your vet tells you to make more money. And then they also throw in the Lyme test in there, and they say your dog's got Lyme disease, when the test just means he's been exposed, he has an antibody level, which means he's now protected. But they don't tell you that. They tell you he's got Lyme disease. Now we have to put him on doxycycline. Then they put him on doxycycline. He gets diarrhea to the point where he has to be hospitalized and put on IV fluid. But it wasn't a doxycycline. It was a coincidence. And it goes on and on and on, folks, okay?
And there's a lot of side effects, too, not only veterinarian drugs for dogs and cats and things, but there's side effects in human drugs, and you don't even recognize them, and then you go in and you go back to your doctor and try and figure out, okay, why do you have this going on? Why do you have that going on? And it's all to make money.
I thank God, Deanna, because
the truth is, folks, we need to eat well, right? You know, you need to be careful what you eat. Not too much sugar. Organic is better. Watch the pesticides. Eat reasonably. And then exercise. Exercise well. I'm 56 years old. I don't have a doctor. I have been to a doctor maybe 3 times in my life. I don't take any medication. I swim at the pool. I eat well because I have a wife who makes me eat well. She hides the chocolate.
Right?
But my point is, it starts with taking care of your health. Now, I do believe that I'm a spiritual man, and there's a lot of pain in our hearts because of things that have happened to us, but you got to get that part healed. You can't heal it by eating too much or you know, going to the casinos or, you know,
right.
doing so many of the things that we do that are addictive.
Doctor, I'm sorry. We do have to go to a break. I hate to interrupt, but we'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Guest today is Dr. John Robb, and his websites are protectthepets.com and blog.protectthepets.com. He also has a Facebook page, which is called protectthepets.com. I mentioned that I had a skunk when I was a child, and so I always have a very soft spot in my heart for skunks. When we were living up in Wisconsin, kind of in the North Woods, my kids came running in one day and said, "Mom, there's a skunk down in the hole." We were having a new septic system put in.
Right.
And this hole was probably 10 to 12 feet deep. And this little skunk, you know, had wandered out during the night and had fallen in this hole. And so I put some tuna fish in a bucket and put it on a rope and put the bucket down in there, hoping that the tuna fish would attract him and he would come over and get in the bucket and I could haul him up. Well, that didn't work. So I got a big fish net, tied a long pole onto the fish net, and put it down and just scooped him up and set him on the other side of the hole. And he looked at me and he just walked away. And, you know, I mean, I knew he was not going to spray me because he knew that I was helping him. I just knew he was going to.
Huh? That's a good thing, because I had an experience once where similarly there was a skunk involved, and the skunk didn't spray me. It was an injured skunk, but when I did get back to the practice, people started saying, "What stinks around here?" And they chased me out to go get a shower. But I know your heart, and even if he sprayed you, I know, Deanna, that you were going to get that skunk out of that hole instead of me, you know.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
But you're right. Animals know who's for them and who's against them. And unfortunately, because we human beings have done so many things against wildlife, that's why so many of them stay clear of us. You know, if we were loving and, like you said, communal in terms of our relationship, we could live closer to many of them and they wouldn't be so scared of us. But there's so many people that don't have the attitude you do, Deanna, that they've come to fear us more than love us, you know, unfortunately.
Yes, and it is so unfortunate. And it breaks my heart to hear about animals being abused, to see them dead on the highway, and I cannot watch the films that PETA and some other organizations have made about the factory farms. Now, we were talking about food. You were talking about the fact that you eat very healthy. It's also very crucial that our cats and our dogs and our other animals also have good food. Now, I'm holding in my hand a book called Food Pets Die For, Shocking Facts About Pet Food. It was written by Ann N. Martin, and it's really important that we look at the labels, that we feed our pets what is good for them and not what is cheap or what the corporations offer us.
Right. No, you're right. And, you know, I will say this about myself. I was a successful veterinarian, not because I knew everything about everything, but because if I didn't know something, then I would tell you that and I would lead you to or do a consult with the person to get the information that was needed. Certainly in nutrition, I'm not an expert in that area, but I do know this, that, you know, so many of the ingredients, for instance, you know, there was that epidemic of pets that died of renal kidney failure, cats and dogs, about, I'm going to say, 8 years ago now. And what it was is some product that was...
I'm sorry, we do need to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break, and you tell the story when we come back. We'll be right back.
Very good.